Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And for those with an interest in renewable energy, you'll be pleased to hear that over a third of Scotland's electricity needs now come from green energy. And that's beaten the 2011 target set by the Scottish Government. Wind and hydro were the two biggest performers, and Scotland met almost 40% of last year's target for the whole of the UK, a point which Energy Minister Fergus Ewing said demonstrated just how much the UK needed our energy from north of the border. In the ups and downs of the farming week, the ongoing drought across much of Europe has boosted the grain markets, with London wheat futures reaching £178.50 for May delivery. That continuing dry weather is now causing serious problems as far north as Yorkshire, and it's pushing oilseed rape prices up, with £380 a tonne ex-farm now being quoted. Some farmers from south of England are now talking about re-sowing winter wheat and barley crop failures. Also on the way upwards are numbers of people actually wanting to get into farming. The Scottish Crofting Federation have seen record numbers of people coming to them for training this past winter. Here's Patrick Crowser, Chief Executive of the Scottish Crofting Federation.
I think that it demonstrates that people are really interested in learning more about crofting and getting into crofting as well. The thing that's very heartening about the mix on the group, because we're running several different types of courses. Some are entry level, giving a basic understanding of what crofting is and things associated with it, and then further skills training courses. And we're getting a really good attendance on all of these, unprecedented in fact. And these courses that we've been holding this winter, the basic ones, the induction ones, if you like, are based on the induction courses we've been running over a number of years. But this year has been really, really successful. I think that there's a resurgence of interest in people wanting to produce their own food in a small-scale way. And the mix of people on these courses shows this interest. There are experienced crofters, there are people just coming into crofting, and there's people that want to come into crofting.
So there you go, a real resurgence of people wanting to produce their own food. That's the message we've been hearing quite a lot as we researched the farming programme just lately. But with this run of decent weather, it might just be time to plant those veg in the garden as well. Well, whatever you do, have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.